Good morning, and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. This morning, I was up early and took my coffee outside on the deck. I immediately heard the bird songs, so many different ones, and birds flying from limb to limb, tree to tree. And I wondered why I'd not been enjoying this gift lately. It was a moment to be still and listen and watch and breathe and know God's presence all around me. Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. And 47, verse 1 and 2. Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy. For the Lord Most High is awesome, the great King over all the earth. These verses remind us that God is in charge, and we can rejoice in His presence as a country as well as individuals. We need only be still and open our eyes to the blessings of nature's beauty in this country and the opportunity it provides to pursue life in an environment that cherishes our freedom to find our path to happiness. Despite our problems individually and as a country over our long 245 years of history, we the people have made mistakes, but more important, learned from them, resulting in change of behaviors and decisions as we have moved closer to the goal of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for we, the people. Independence Day. In just 4 days, we will be celebrating independence from England's rule declared July 4, 1776. It marks the moment when the dream of a country free and independent from outside rule began. It is a day to be still and grateful, and then clap our hands in joy as we see flags everywhere, parades in many communities, patriotic music, and of course, fireworks, my favorite thing about the 4th. I remember as a young child, my brother would set off firecrackers on the front stoop as my parents repeatedly reminded him to be careful, not hold the firecrackers, or he could lose a finger or even his hand. I was not crazy about the noise of the firecrackers, and the constant reminder not to hold them in your hand resulted in me envisioning my brother holding up his hand with only 4 fingers. We always had sparklers to light and wave through the air, writing names and such with the glow. They were my favorite and somehow magical. You could hear the firecrackers and see the sparklers from houses all around. I don't remember rockets going off, but I do remember the food. Homemade peach ice cream, potato salad topped off by hot dogs, was a traditional 4th meal. Oh boy, that was good. I was an adult before I saw big fireworks shows. I was awestruck. The colors and forms of the fireworks were so beautiful and are so beautiful against the night sky. I'm looking forward to this year to the show in the park near my home. We can sit in the cul-de-sac and watch the light color our faces. The white ones that break into tiny stars and then appear to fall are my favorites. And then at the end of the show, it seems dozens of spectacular lights explode in the air. You can feel the excitement building toward the end. Oohs and ahs all around. And then it's over. All is quiet for a few seconds. And then there's clapping and comments like, wasn't that wonderful? I love fireworks on the 4th. The 4th of July, a very special day for we, the people of the United States. A day to remind us of the life, the liberty, freedom to pursue that makes us happy. We have unlimited choices here, and if you doubt that, there are so many stories of folks who have worked hard, made good choices in how they live, and have found the happiness they desire, regardless of their background, race, religion, lifestyle, etc. Be still and know that I am God. We can know God is in this place called the United States of America, just as He is in every other country of the world. His presence is everywhere. But on an evening of July the 4th, if you pay attention, you can see God in all the people of different types and sizes and colors, faiths, together sharing in the celebrations around you. He is in the cool evening air, the stars that shine, the colors of the flag, the notes that make the music, and the fingers that play the notes. All sharing in the life, the liberty, and the opportunity to pursue that which fulfills each of us, as different as we may be. Despite our differences of opinion historically, as a whole, we have never given up moving forward in resolving the issues we have faced and enjoying the comfort in knowing we will continue to do so. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. God has given us a beautiful land full of all we need. Let us rejoice in it. May we pray together. Father God of all, we come to say thank you for your presence in our lives and for the privilege of living in this place. Help us, Lord, not to take it for granted, and do our part to strive together to keep the freedom of pursuits for everyone, safe and long-lasting. In your precious name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours. And happy 4th of July.